Welcome to another round of Boardroom or Miro Board. Today we talk retrospectives with Agile Coach Maria. Let's go. First question. You've spent 2 hours in a team retro, but the only input you've heard is Dave's. Boardroom or Miro Board?
Boardroom. In Miro, Dave can't hog the space because everyone can add thoughts anonymously, online at the same time.
Correct. Next, you need the team to act on feedback fast. So you turn all those retro notes into Jira tasks.
Miro all the way. And I can assign those tasks to teammates.
You're nailing this. Now, you see hundreds of sticky notes from the retro. A real mess. But you organize them into 5 themes in just seconds.
Miro, I basically get back an entire hour when I use its AI tools for clustering.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/retro now for a free business plan trial to unlock advanced retro tools like private mode, voting, and two-way Jira syncing. That's Miro.com/retro now.
Managing fisheries of 124,000 acres of inland water, 7,000 miles of streams, 2.25 million acres of Lake Erie, and Ohio's portion of 481 miles along the Ohio River. That's for the benefit of approximately 2 million anglers each year. And we're joined today by Brian Plasters from the Division of Wildlife to talk about fishing in Ohio. Because, Brian, if you listen closely, I'm sure you can hear that little plunking sound of another lure going in the water.
Well, most definitely, Kate, and thank you for that wonderful introduction. That when you put it all together like that, it does make it sound like we have a lot of great things to do here in Ohio, especially when it comes to fishing. People are definitely getting ready to go out. All Ohioans, you know, it's a great weekend, a long holiday weekend, and the weather's perfect. The weather's fantastic. So the fishing is definitely, it's ready. We're ready to go.
You yourself, are you into the fishing, Brian?
Most definitely. So, yeah, I have 3 daughters, and we try to get out as much as we can with my family and friends. We take them out. We live here local in Columbus, so we're fishing most of the reservoirs around town, and we try to go for catfish and sawguy. Sometimes we try to go for smaller fish, you know, like bluegill and stuff like that, but we definitely try to get out as much as we can.
Now, for those that maybe are looking to take a trek up to the Lake Erie shore, what can they look forward to in terms of fishing there?
Lake Erie is the walleye capital of the world, and we love talking about Lake Erie. The walleye fishing has never been better. A lot of people might remember back in the 80s when walleye fishing was at its peak. We've met and exceeded those peak conditions for walleye fishing right now. The walleye hatches in the last probably 6 to 8 years have been nothing short of fantastic, and the walleye fishing has never been better. And it's just May and June. People who fish on Lake Erie know that May and June are a great time to fish in Lake Erie for walleye, absolutely.
So at the other end of the state, so to speak, someone fishing in the Ohio River, what are they looking for?
People who are fishing the Ohio River, they're going for catfish a lot, and they're also going for bass. There's all sorts of it's a different sort of fishery because the water is a lot different on the Ohio River. People are fishing along the dams. They're fishing for maybe bass, hybrid striped bass, largemouth bass, maybe, or they're fishing for blue catfish or any of the other catfish species that are common in Ohio.
And now it's important to remember that you do need that fishing license. Those are available online. Are those also available on your app?
Yeah, so there's a few different ways that you can get a fishing license. You can go to any local vendor, and they will be able to provide you a fishing license. You can also get it through the Hunt Fish OH app, and then you can go to wildohio.gov and get it through our website. A 1-year fishing license is $25, and for a resident. And then we have lots of different ways that people can also fish if they don't want to get the 1-year license. We have 1-day licenses. Or if you want to go longer, we have 3-year licenses, 5-year licenses, 10-year licenses. So different levels for however you want to participate.
Brian Plasters is with the Division of Wildlife at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. We're talking about summer fishing in Ohio. It's pretty popular. About 2 million people every year cast a line into some waterway in Ohio for recreational sport fishing, whatever the reason may be. Some people are even catching dinner and eating it from Ohio's waterways. There's lots of opportunities out there to get fishing. And we just talked about those permit prices. Very reasonable. And that seems to be a big draw in fishing, is that it can be such a kind of affordable sport. You don't have to invest a ton of money to get your line in the water. And so many people get so much relaxation out of the practice of fishing.
That's correct, Kate. And there's so many ways that you can just enjoy fishing. If you want to just take a basic rod and a reel and some worms and just go sit on the shore and enjoy fishing, then you can do that. If you want to get a boat and go out on a boat and go out for a day and do all that, you can do that too. So there's all the levels in between, and it's really however much you want to put the time and effort into it. And if you just want to have a short, small day on the lake, you can do that. And if you want to get really involved, you can do that too. And we appreciate all the people who enjoy fishing, and no matter their level and no matter how much they get out, you know, just we want you to enjoy it as best you can.
Now, Brian, a question about your sort of harvest when you're fishing here in Ohio. Are people who catch fish and keep them, that don't throw them back in, required to check that haul, so to speak, with the Division of Wildlife?
Well, we definitely have bag limits that people need to adhere to. So those are available online through wildohio.gov. You can go look at the fishing regulations booklet, or you can get a booklet at your local stores or local places where they sell fishing licenses. So there's bag limits. They're posted and they're available. And they're not required to check them necessarily, but we do ask, and you're required to adhere to those bag limits when you do go fishing.
And certainly any data that you can provide to the officials at the Division of Wildlife is helpful for them in their efforts at conservation and at replenishing the populations and things. It's kind of, a cycle throughout the year, isn't it, Brian, that you're monitoring populations of fish and your hatcheries are releasing fish into the wild and so forth.
We have biologists and we have all sorts of staff. We have lots of people who are interested in what people are catching, and they're always doing surveys and they're always out seeking more information from the public. And we appreciate everyone who helps us out with those endeavors, because it definitely helps keep the fish population strong and keeps them coming back year after year.
Absolutely. Kicking off summer in Ohio, and what better way than to put up that old sign everybody used to, gone fishing. Go get your line in the water and get some nice relaxation on the side of a creek, a river, or a lake here in Ohio. Brian Plasters from the Division of Wildlife at the Ohio Department of Natural Resources. Thanks so much for being with us, and we'll let you get back to your next fishing trip.
Well, thank you, Kate. It's been an honor to be here, and go fishing. It's a great time to be outside, and I hope you catch something.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
The Fan is your home for NBA playoff action. Catch every game of the conference finals and NBA finals on The Fan and ESPN Columbus. How does one listen to such magical things? On The Fan app, silly. Download the 97.1 The Fan app today. Do it.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
it's Miro! I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done! Is it...
Miro! Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it. For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
I'm Kate Burdett. It is a Central Ohio institution, a premier professional golf event every year that kicks off the summer in just the right way. I'm, of course, referring to the Memorial Tournament, this year presented by Workday. It's happening June 3rd through the 9th in Dublin, and we're joined today by the tournament's executive director, Dan Sullivan. Hi, Dan. Busy times in Muirfield Village right now, I would imagine.
Hi, Kate. And yes, it's extremely busy. We're getting ready.
Absolutely. Excited about this year's event. A lot going on. Let's address the first big thing, the date change. Were you guys just trying to escape the curse of leather lips? Is that what it was?
No, we escaped that when we left May. I will share with you that the date change has everything to do with the way the PGA Tour is evolving right now with what they call signature events and how they align with major championships. And so that's a little bit technical, but the Memorial Tournament moved by 1 week to be the week before the U.S. Open by the request of the PGA Tour. And, you know, it's common for the history of the Memorial to be anywhere from as early as May 6th to as late as this date we're on this year. But the reality is over the last 20 years, we've been really anchored to that date of Memorial Day. Memorial Day week, which we love. So we agreed to move the date by 1 week to be closer to the U.S. Open and anticipation that we'll all look at the opportunity to determine the success rate of the date move and then look into the future.
All right. That sounds reasonable. So at the end of the day,
absolutely,
anybody that wants to come at you because they're upset their vacation plans got disrupted, they need to go talk to the PGA.
It's exactly right, Kate. Thank you for saying that.
Well, it is something in Columbus. You really just need to say that one word, the Memorial. And everybody knows what you're talking about. It's such an exciting event to have in Central Ohio. Now, I know in the coming weeks, we will be hearing some news about more and more golfers that are committing to be a part of the tournament. Are there any surprises or any sneak peeks you can give us right now?
Well, so it's new for everyone. So there's one thing I will share with you. This is our 49th Memorial, if you can believe it.
Wow.
And over the history of the Memorial, we've had fields as low as 90 players and as high as 120. This year, our field structure will be 72 to 74. So it'll be the smallest field, but that won't take away from the incredible strength that we have in our field. We've been proud that what Jack created starting in 1976, players really, the top players want to play here. And that's no different than this year. And you'll see out of all the eligible players, my expectation is we'll have either 100% commitment, or if we do miss one or two, it will be because of outside circumstances. And we'll find that out by the end of next week. But we feel really strong that every top player that's currently on the PGA Tour will be here.
Fabulous. That is great news for our fans to hear. It's not just about the golf, though. There's a lot happening in Muirfield Village and the surrounding area in Dublin leading up to the Memorial Weekend. A lot of people, I think, are already planning their work schedules around it. Many people are traveling to come to be a part of this amazing event. The fan experience is so rich and important at the Memorial. Are there any changes, upgrades, or new things that fans can look forward to during this year's tournament?
Well, one of the primary changes is in the design of the golf course. So number 16, it was well documented last year, some of the players were not really too happy with the way 16 played, and it's a par 3. So Jack took note of it. One thing that Jack Nicklaus pays attention to is he loves having dialogue with players about what they're thinking, how they're playing the game nowadays, and he took that into account. And so the 16th hole will now look different. It's more of a direct on shot into 16. There was a bunker removed. And what ultimately will happen is the players will have a more clear path to the green from a directional standpoint. And what that allowed us to do is reorientate a number of things that we build around the 16th green. We fully expect 16 to be a destination. We've created a nice, really big public area that has concessions and bar and Adirondack chairs that overlook the green. And I think it'll be a destination for patrons. And some of our corporate partners will have a new look onto the 16th green and the 15th green. Outside of that, we always just try to tweak around the golf course and how we present the tournament and what we offer up to our fans. I'll go on for a second and just share with you, we have two featured days this year. First one, Folds of Honor Friday, which will help kind of usher in a new concept on the PGA Tour where we take a moment and celebrate America and celebrate those who serve and inviting everyone to wear red, white, and blue on Friday when they come out to the tournament. And you'll be hearing more and more about that. And then on Sunday, we dedicate that day to children's healthcare. And it's called Play Yellow Sunday, where we invite players, caddies, fans, volunteers all to wear yellow that day. And so what we really try to do with Tournament Week is create these opportunities for us to engage the community, for us to share the true center of what PGA Tour golf is all about, which is raising money for charity, and then also highlighting these great athletes and stars. And I think we do a nice job of all of it.
Dan Sullivan is executive director of the Memorial Tournament presented by Workday. It's happening in Dublin, outside of Columbus, on June 3rd through the 9th this year. Little change because of the PGA Tour schedule, but coming up, we're going to talk a little more about that charitable aspect of the tournament with Dan here on Ohio Sports Magazine.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years. For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees, the number 4ohio.org.
Hey, folks, it's game day, and the betting's going to be intense, Drew.
You said it, Dave, but a good pregame routine keeps betting responsible.
That's right. You got to pause before you play.
Good call. Sports betting is hot, but it can be risky.
And pausing to set limits is an all-star move.
That's right, Dave. If you bet on sports, pause before you play to set limits, recognize the risk, and know when to stop.
Learn more at pausebeforeyouplay.org.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Wharf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Welcome back. I'm Kate Burdett, talking with Dan Sullivan, Executive Director of the 2024 Memorial Tournament presented by Workday at the Golf Club at Muirfield Village outside of Columbus. And it's an exciting time to be at the golf course. And it's an exciting time for Nationwide Children's Hospital, the beneficiary of a lot of the philanthropic work done at the memorial. Dan, you mentioned the special day, the Sunday of Memorial Weekend, that you're asking everyone to come out in yellow in support of that charity.
Yes, and that dates back to Jack Nicklaus. If you look back in time, on Sundays of major championships, Jack Nicklaus used to wear a yellow shirt. No one knew it at the time. Frankly, it was a different era where you didn't have social media. You really didn't talk about what you were doing things for. But Jack wore that yellow shirt for a young man named Craig Smith, who was afflicted with cancer and unfortunately passed away at the age of 13. And in honor of Craig, who was a family friend, Jack used to wear yellow because that was Craig's favorite color. So years passed by, and that story, Jack didn't necessarily hold it back, but didn't share too much of it. It came together when Jack and Barbara Nicklaus were aligning with Children's Miracle Network and had their own foundation, the Nicklaus Children's Healthcare Foundation, as well as their name on a children's hospital in Miami, the Nicklaus Children's Hospital, and Nationwide Children's. So they've spent their life connected with charity and with focused on children's healthcare. And so the idea of Play Yellow came together about 5 years ago, with the goal of unifying the country through the game of golf to raise money and awareness for children's healthcare. And it's ultimately successful. And the Memorial Tournament was fortunate enough to be the kickoff tournament years ago, 5 years ago, to launch the concept and get things moving. And today we hold true as being the golf tournament that we make sure we dedicate the final day to recognize all that Jack and Barbara have done for children's healthcare and raise as much awareness and funding as we can. And that aligns with our commitment to Nationwide Children's, which has been our primary benefactor since 1976. And a tremendous relationship, great cause. You know, we have over 3,400 volunteers for this memorial tournament this year. All of them are working on behalf of the tournament, and their hours are being recognized through a donation to Nationwide Children's Hospital. So that's one way in total of how we recognize the hospital.
Another way is through an event that's actually a week before tournament activities kick off on Thursday, May 30th at the Golf Club at Muirfield Village. It's the annual Miler. It is a 4 mile run, though. It's a road race for runners and walkers that will kick things off. And it does, of course, benefit Nationwide Children's. One of the coolest parts about this race is that it finishes on the 18th green of Muirfield, right, Dan?
It does. It's a great night. So we've hosted, let's say, this may be our eighth or ninth year of doing the 4 miler. Great community event. We're really doing well this year too. Those who are interested in walking or running can go to 4miler.com. It's a simple entry fee that goes directly to Nationwide Children's Hospital. Last year we raised just over $55,000. And this year we'll most likely have around 1,500 runners coming out here and walkers. We give them a beautiful night to walk and run around Muirfield Village. And then we throw a little party afterwards. Just a nice way to bring people together, kind of celebrate the fact that this event is in the community and celebrate the fact that we're kicking off what ultimately is 7 days and 8 days of great activity. And fun event to be a part of, and a nice thing to add on to the overall commitment we have to Nationwide Children's.
The Memorial Tournament presented by Workday. Tickets now available. Just go to thememorialtournament.com. Maybe you can't make it, but you really want to support Nationwide Children's. Buy a bear. They've got that collector's bear every year, limited edition, little adorable stuffed teddy bear. You can buy those on the website and learn more about that as well. All kinds of stuff happening. Again, thememorialtournament.com is the place to go. Dan Sullivan is the executive director. We're so looking forward to everything memorial related, and we can't wait for things to tee off on June 3rd. Thanks for your time today, Dan.
Thank you, Kate. Really appreciate it. Look forward to seeing everyone the week of the 3rd.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
If you're obsessed with fantasy sports and gambling things, we have the slightly above average radio show for you. On the Money with Dave Biddle and Scotty Vegas.
Presented by the Sportsbook at Hollywood Casino Columbus.
Sunday morning at 9 on The Fan.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Let's check in on the Cleveland Guardians and hear from Jeff Ellis of Locked On Guardians with our Eric Reeser.
Talking with Jeff Ellis, he's the host of the Locked On Guardians podcast. Download, subscribe, and listen to the Locked On Guardians podcast wherever it is you do your podcasting. Jeff, Guardians have the best record in the AL Central. How surprising of a stretch has this month of May been for you?
To be honest, it's been super surprising. I think my favorite fact is with that last sweep, the Guardians now have 3 sweeps this year. They only had 2 sweeps all last year. Took them till September 17th against the Rangers of all teams to get 2 sweeps. With the pitching injuries, I mean, if you told me no Bieber, no Williams at this point, I know Bieber had 2 starts, but essentially, you know, limited Bieber, no Gavin Williams. You know, I was really hopeful some of the young players would step up, but Bo Naylor struggled and Rocchio and the bottom of the lineup and Kwan missing a month, who was arguably their best starter when he went out. And this might sound super negative for a team that's as good as they are, but that's why it's so surprising. They have so many reasons to not be successful, and yet they keep finding ways to win. A year ago when they struggled, I would always say, like, good teams find ways to win and bad teams find ways to lose. And I felt like last year there would be a miscue at the wrong time or the bullpen issue. And this year, and the bullpen might be the team MVP. One can make a case for that. That is one of the reasons they have been so good. But, you know, there's a core group of hitters that are always there. And it feels like no matter what happens, like, you can't turn off that TV. They are in every single game. So all the early negative statements are just to point out, like, this team shouldn't be this good for people who are worried about regression. It's like, it's not really like regression. It's when people get healthy, they could be even better.
So you talked about the injuries. We'll start with Stephen Kwan. They've been a couple weeks without Kwan. He's been dealing with a hamstring injury. The obvious answer, I think, to my question is Jose Ramirez. When I go, how have they been so successful hitting without Kwan in that lead up spot? But I do want to ask about some of the younger players who've stepped up in his absence. We've seen Kyle Manzardo, Jonathan Rodriguez, David Fry, but does their early success, and you can talk to the success of the 3 guys that I mentioned and anybody else that comes to mind, but does that make it easier for Steven Vogt to manage Kwan's return, especially a hamstring injury?
I think so. It gives him some flexibility. You know, Manzardo's 4 straight games, an extra base hit. He's starting to hopefully, but the one thing talking with players who make that transition is the biggest differential is still velocity. Like, when you get to the big leagues, most guys who are, you know, the quad A types who stay in AAA are the up and down guys. Very few of them have velocity, or if they have velocity, they can't hit their marks. Because if you have velocity and command, you're going to be in the big leagues. So for any player, that's essentially the separator. It's like, why does someone who hits at every level and then fail when they get to the majors? It's because they can't handle the velocity. So we're seeing Manzardo in particular get to that point where he's hitting the velocity well. I think David Fry, as much as Jose has been, you know, after a slow start, is turning it together. David Fry has been fantastic. It's a guy they got for JC Mejia, who was last seen in the big leagues being suspended for 80 games for banned substance use. So they flipped a guy that they were on the verge of cutting for a player to be named later, just because there was an outside chance that the Brewers would lose David Fry in the Rule 5 draft. Now, there was no Rule 5 draft that year, so when that was announced, David Fry was officially traded to Cleveland. And what a revelation. Like, I thought, you know, he's a perfect bench guy because he can catch, he can play third base, he can play first base, and he kills left-handed pitchers in the minors. What he has done and continued to do, we never quite know. Like 2 years ago, I would have told you Josh Naylor is always going to struggle against lefties, and now he's not. You know, you don't have to bench him or worry about him versus lefties. If we're lucky and you know, the times when maybe there's a world where David Fry becomes a regular, and with the way he is playing, as much as you know, Jose turning around after that rough start has been such a big piece. It feels like Fry has almost half of the big hits over the last month for this team.
I saw a stat. Tim Herron has fanned 21 in 21 innings. And I'm just wondering, as the bullpen being this good this early, it was surprising to me. What about you?
It is, yeah. Tim Herron, another random fun fact. I think he's taking the 29th round, the only 29th rounder, because that round doesn't exist anymore, to ever play for the Cleveland team that drafted him. He's a guy who... You know, to come from that late, to battle his way up, high school quarterback to college pitcher is kind of a fantastic story. But in general, it's like we faced this year with like, okay, Trevor Stephan, not going to pitch this year. After that, there was Sam Hench's injury. And it's like you kind of lost the back of the pen or the expectation for the back of the pen. And we were hoping that like they would do enough to hold on. And instead, it's been... You know, Herron and Gattis and Barlow had some concerns early on, but like he has been fantastic. And I mean, almost every part of that pen has been utterly unbelievable. And yeah, I mean, we were talking about on the show the other day, it's like Heron's got an ERA of, I think, like 0.87, but his fielding independent ERA, which for people who don't know, is it's a predictive tool to say like what the ERA would be, no matter who was behind him defensively. And it's a great predictor stat, and it still has his ERA at like 2.37, which is also fantastic. So as long as they don't get too overused because they're being used so much, they're going to be in a really good position in terms of that bullpen. It's been an unbelievable job almost every single day that they've been out there.
Jeff, I saw a writer for MLB.com say Yankee skipper Aaron Boone is the very early front runner for AL Manager of the Year. And right now, I think it's a great argument for Guardians manager Stephen Vogt. What grade would you give Vogt through 2 months into his rookie season?
To me, it's an A, maybe an A+. I agree with you. I think you should be in that conversation. Tito is, you know, a fantastic Hall of Fame manager. His ability to handle personalities was unmatched, but he was also... I mean, I think we all are adults. It's like the older we get, the more stuck in our ways we become. And there were certain things like Tito never liked to give up the third catcher. You know, he'd always kind of wait a little bit longer to put in a pinch hitter. And guys had very distinct roles, you know, with Vogt. And you can just look at how he's handled Fry. Like, okay, they bring in a left-handed pitcher. I'm bringing in Fry as a bat, a weapon off the bench. You know, he's moved guys up and down the lineup. He's used that DH spot to funnel flexibility. He has no problems pulling everyone off the bench. That he doesn't feel like he has to keep someone in reserve, and the ability to go out and make, you know, a pinch hit early in a game. He's not afraid of that. Like stuff like that is what's really kind of standing out. When he gets put in decisive situations, he's making good calls. Or even like recently with Nick Sandlin, I know Nick Sandlin's made it very stressful with the walks before he gets out of innings, but he's not saying that Nick Sandlin is a seventh inning guy or an eighth inning guy. He's saying Nick Sandlin is the high leverage guy. So it doesn't matter where the high leverage is. We're going to put him in because those high leverage outcomes are more often than not what decide a baseball game. So instead of being like, well, no, Nick Sandlin's the eighth inning guy. No, it's like he goes where there's the need. And between, you know, all of those things combined, to me, I think he's been just absolutely fantastic. I think he has done just about everything one could hope. And hopefully, you know, they put a veteran crew around him because he doesn't have what Tito starred at, which was handling personalities. But I think it's also a team that does not have hard personalities by all accounts. You know, we don't hear anything negative ever come out. So, and that was also, I think, part of why they signed Hedges is to have kind of that captain in the house who also does some of that. But in terms of just the game handling, it's been perfect.
Jeff Ellis is my guest. Download, subscribe, and listen to the Locked On Guardians podcast wherever it is you do your podcasting. Jeff, the start that they've given us has a lot of excitement, justifiably so, heading into the summer. So I look forward to talking with you more as we get into the days of June and July. Thanks so much for the time today.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Morning Juice.
The real zoo is just the humans here. We are the zoo. I think the next time I take William there, we're just going to hang out like by a park bench and just watch the people.
Morning Juice.
Sponsored by Affinity Whole Health.
Weekday mornings at 6. The Fan.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro. Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time to discuss Cincinnati Reds baseball and hear from Steve Offenbaker of Locked On Reds with our Paul Keels.
Today we get a chance to talk with Stephen Offenbaker, one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Reds podcast. And if you've not checked it out, we encourage you to do so. And Stephen, I want to begin by asking you about one of your episodes this past week where you and Jeff Carr talked about your views of the Reds' difficulties, either bullpen or lineup. Which did you indicate, even though I know what it was, and why did you think it was more the problem than the other?
Well, I really thought it was the bullpen. This team's lineup has been decimated. They're playing without their first baseman, their second baseman, their third baseman, their center fielder, and yet they're still finding ways to be in positions to win games. The real problem is this team's been 1-11 in one-run games with a bullpen where the back end of the bullpen, the guys you've been told we can rely on, Fernando Cruz, Alexis Diaz, those guys haven't been getting it done. They've been allowing teams to either come back and win or break a tie game, not holding out for this tremendous starting pitching the team's been getting. So at the end of the day, I felt like as bad as the lineup has been, and it's been bad, they've kept the team in positions to win, where the bullpen's really been the one that's kind of let the team down.
Are the walks the biggest culprit, Steve, in your mind?
The walks are a big part of the problem. I mean, you can go back to that last game in the Dodger series where Alexis Diaz walks a batter. If he hadn't done that, he would have never had to face Shohei Ohtani in that sequence because they would have been out of the inning. You can't give free passes. You know, they used to show that graphic back in the day at Riverfront Stadium, walks will haunt. Well, that is exactly right. They will haunt you. The Reds have to get better of not putting batters on free bases. And, you know, that also, just as a byproduct, limits the amount of pitches you're throwing when you're not walking everybody.
I think everybody would love to see a designated closer, but is this kind of leading us to where the thought of closer by committee is something that is kind of top of your mind, Steve?
We've been considering that, and I'm not sure who's better right now. There's nobody really in Louisville that's ready to come up and be a closer. As far as the guys that are in the bullpen now, you could go bullpen by committee, but most of those guys, while they're very effective, they lack that intimidation factor that an Alexis Diaz brings you coming out of the bullpen to close out a game. So Diaz looked a lot better in the first game of the San Diego series back at Great American Ballpark. Got a clean inning out of him. Hopefully that's a sign of things to come. If old Alexis Diaz comes back, that would be great. That'll go a long way in solving the problem. But if he keeps walking guys, if he keeps getting torched, they're going to have to do something different because, you know, definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result.
Absolutely. Now let's go to the other side of it. Lineup. What do you see is a possible near future fix for the lineup?
Oh, they've just got to get some people back. They've got to get some help. TJ Friedl needs to be back in this lineup. They need to have guys stop getting hit on the hand. We've seen 4 players go down with being hit on their hand by a pitch. It's really just getting the team that they're supposed to be back on the field. I mean, we don't really know who the Cincinnati Reds are this year because we have not had an opportunity to see them play together at all. So Nolby Marte is eligible to come back in less than a month. TJ Friedl should be back as well. That's going to go a long way in fixing this lineup.
You mentioned the hit by pitch thing, and then the Reds aren't the only team that are having this difficulty, but what's the deal in this, do you think, Steve?
You know, it's part of the thing where the pitching is just so good across Major League Baseball that hitters have to cheat their swing. If you watch an at-bat, any at-bat of any Major League Baseball player, as soon as the pitcher's coming to the plate, the batter's kind of already starting his own windup, his own sequence of his swing to get his swing going. And when the ball comes inside like that, that swing naturally has those hands moving forward and out over the plate. And they don't have time to adjust. It's a byproduct of how good pitching is right now. I'm convinced Major League Baseball is going to have to make some changes to pitching distance, pitching mound, to kind of equalize things a little bit so that we can get back to a more traditional look of baseball.
And is it an obvious fear that this could take away some of the batter's aggressiveness, Steve?
I would think so. I mean, you know, they're trying to compensate by wearing batting gloves that have pads built into the top of them. Fraley had one of those on when he got hit in the hand. Looks like nothing was broken, but that hand swelled up instantly. There's just nothing you can do about that. So hitters are naturally going to try to find ways to protect themselves. And you know, in the old days, pitchers would come inside to back you off the plate, right? And I think that's going to be the impact here as well. Hitters are going to have to back off of the plate, which is naturally going to expose the outside of the plate and going to lead to more strikeouts.
Yeah. Steven Offenbaker from the Locked On Reds podcast. We encourage everybody to check it out if you haven't done so. Steven, thanks for your time. Always appreciate it.
Thanks, Paul.
We'll have more of this week's Ohio Sports Magazine when we continue here on the Ohio News Network.
Have you experienced foot or ankle pain during or after sports, running, or exercising at the gym? Nagging aches in your foot or ankle that won't go away? Podiatric Physicians can provide you with important foot care solutions, shoe inserts, or show you how to support your feet and ankles so you're able to compete or exercise comfortably. Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association Podiatric Physicians are located throughout the state and have been serving the profession and the public for over 100 years.
For more information or to find a member of the Ohio Foot and Ankle Medical Association near you, visit ohiofoot.org.
Flexible, secure, fun. Oh, and great pay, too. Are you not sure what you want to do for a career? Or are you thinking of changing careers? Being a dental hygienist or dental assistant may be the perfect fit for you and provides all of these perks, plus more. Talk with a dentist in your community or visit oda.org to learn more. Become a valuable member of the dental team and start helping people love their smile. This message is brought to you by the members of the Ohio Dental Association.
This is the sound of a popular American motorcycle. It's the sound of freedom, the open road, really good times. And this is what it sounds like with a drunk guy in it. How do you like the sound of that? Cops are cracking down on drunk motorcycle riders. If you ride drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. Drunk riding. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Proper tree care is an investment that can lead to substantial returns and increased personal enjoyment. Hiring a certified arborist can help care for your trees and add considerable value to your property. Inspections by Ohio ISA certified arborists can often find and mitigate tree defects before they fail. Only professionals with specialized knowledge and training are properly equipped to provide appropriate care. To find an arborist, visit trees4ohio.org. That's trees4ohio.org.
Hello, it's John Kozik, founder and president of TurboTrack Realty, and I buy real estate as is fast for cash. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000. I buy vacant properties, inherited homes, divorce situations, death in the family. I even buy my tenants won't pay me the rent houses. Give us a call today for an all-cash offer at 614-470-2000, 614-470-2000.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Get a recap of all the day's news from across the state.
ONN affiliate WBNS-TV reports.
Haley Kirby reporting in downtown Toledo.
From the State House, Kevin Landers.
ONN Canton.
ONN affiliate WKYC-TV in Cleveland explains.
In Marietta, Brett Worf, ONN News.
Emma Henderson in Genoa.
The ONN Daily Podcast. Listen at onnradio.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts from the Ohio News Network. The Fan, Ohio sports destination. Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
Time now to get some highlights from the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show with Jay Crawford. Here's producer Bodie Wells to set the scene.
Thanks, Kate. This week, the Cleveland Cavaliers made the decision to fire head coach J.B. Bickerstaff, and the guys reacted to that news.
Guys, well, you mentioned it a second ago. Yeah. J.B. Bickerstaff is out. He had a winning record in Cleveland. We'll talk about potential candidates and replacements in a little bit, but I want to start with this question, and Ball, I'll start with you. Is this the right move, or is it just the move the Cavs had to make?
Well, I don't know that they had to make it, but I do think it was the right move. Even though you could obviously argue that JB has made progress every year. But I think it's misleading in a way, because a big part of the reason he made progress every year is because they acquired one of the 20 best players in the league. And I think in the end, guys, yes, they made progress every year. I don't think they made enough progress, in my opinion. And I don't care about the wins in the regular season. You know, the Cavs can tout their regular season wins all they want. To me, that is meaningless. All that matters is what you do in the playoffs. And they've won one series with Donovan Mitchell. And you could say, well, you know, they were terrible before he got here. They wouldn't have won. I don't care. In the end, you've had a guy who was at least borderline discussion for MVP before he got hurt this year. And it's not good enough to just be competitive.
To catch the full breakdown, just search for the Ultimate Cleveland Sports Show on YouTube. Make sure to hit that subscribe button and enjoy their daily content covering all things Cleveland sports. We'll be back to wrap up this week's Ohio Sports Magazine show here on the Ohio News Network.
The Buckeye Show.
I can still remember when my dad would have me put all of my pads on, like in Pee Wee football, yeah, and just ask me to hit him, like out in the yard.
The Buckeye Show.
Sponsored by Schottenstein Roofing and Care Source.
Weeknights at 6 on The Fan.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
it's Miro! I've used those technical shape packs way too many times.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done! Is it...
Miro! Easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
For a limited time, visit Miro.com/diagram now and get a free business plan trial to unlock even more features like advanced shapes, dependency mapping, and two-way Jira syncing. Get started today at Miro.com/diagram now.
Now back to Ohio Sports Magazine on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Kate Burdett.
That's all for this week's Ohio Sports Magazine. Thank you so much to this week's guests, Brian Plasters from the Ohio Department of Natural Resources Division of Wildlife, and Dan Sullivan, Executive Director of the 2024 Memorial Tournament presented by Workday. Thanks to all of our Locked On podcast contributors this week as well. For Bodie Wells, Eric Reeser, and Paul Keels, I'm Kate Burdett. Thanks for listening to Ohio Sports Magazine. Join us next week here on the Ohio News Network.
Broadcasting from the Lindsay Honda Studios.
Honda makes the cars. Lindsay makes the difference. Visit LindsayHonda.com.
WBNSFM, HD1 Columbus.